ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो सिक्स चैप्टर फिफ्थ। द चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड नारद मुनि कर्स्ड बाय प्रजापति दक्ष। टेक्स्ट नंबर 27 एंड 28। बक्षा कति चिन्मासा कति चिद्वायु भोजना आराधयन मंत्र इमं अभ्यस्यन्त इदस्पतिं। ओम नमो नारायणाय पुरुषाय महात्मने विशुद्ध सत्वधिष्ण्याय महाहंसाय धीमहि। अब ग्रेस इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन। फॉर अ फ्यू मंथ्स द सन्स ऑफ प्रजापति दक्ष ड्रैंक ओनली वाटर एंड एट ओनली एयर। Thus undergoing great austerities, they recited this mantra, "Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated in His transcendental abode. Since He is the Supreme Person, Paramahamsa, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Him." Purport. From these verses, it is apparent the chanting of the Mahamantra or the Vedic mantras must be accompanied by severe austerities. In Kali Yuga, people cannot undergo severe austerities like those mentioned herein, drinking only water and eating only air for many months. One cannot imitate such a process, but at least one must undergo some austerity by giving up four unwanted principles, namely illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. Anyone can easily practice this tapasya, and then the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra will be effective without delay. One should not give up the process of austerity. If possible, one should bathe in the waters of the Ganges or Yamuna, or in the absence of Ganges and Yamuna, one may bathe in the water of the sea. This is an item of austerity. Our Krishna consciousness movement has therefore established two very large centers, one in Vrindavan and other in Mayapur, Navadvip. There one may bathe in the Ganges or Yamuna, chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and thus become perfect and return home back to Godhead. Translation once again. For a few months, the sons of Prajapati Daksha drank only water and ate only air. Thus, undergoing great austerities, they recited this mantra, "Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Narayan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated in His transcendental abode. Since He is the Supreme Person, Paramahansa, let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Him." Hare Krishna. Before I begin my class, I'd like to take blessings of devotees here, because the topic which I choose is little beyond my realization, but I am going to use Srila Prabhupada's purport and lectures of senior devotees. The topic for today's discussion will be austerities in the light of devotional service. So we find in the scriptures, the Vaishnava scriptures, there are many quotations and examples given of devotees performing austerities. Like in the fifth canto, Lord Rishabhdev, when he is instructing his 100 sons, he tells them, "Tapo divyam putraka yena sattvam shuddhyet yasmat brahma saukhyam tunantam." So he is urging them to perform tapasya, austerity, divya, transcendental, by which they can get pure Krishna consciousness. And we also see quotations like tapasa brahmacharyena samena chadamena cha tyagena satya saucha abhyam yamena niyamena va. And there are so many examples in the shastra wherein we find one who is going for self-realization, he performs so much of austerities, tapasya. Like in this case, here, Daksha Prajapati sends 10,000 of his sons for austerities to achieve self-realization. And now the next batch is coming, 1,000 sons who are also doing austerities. In previous cantos, we saw Prachiti Parishad sending his sons Prachetas for austerities. So we can find here that how, we can see from the quotations here that austerities is an essential part of one's spiritual life and therefore they are recommended in the Vedic scriptures. However, we also have some quotations from scriptures, from Shastra, and examples which show that we don't need austerities. Like in the Narad Pancharatra, this shloka comes. Aradito yadi haris tapasa tatakim. Anaradito yadi haris tapasa tatakim. Antar bahir yadi hari tapasa tatakim. Anantar bahir yadi hari tapasa tatakim. That means if you are worshipping Krishna, then what is the use of tapasya? If you are not worshipping Krishna, what is the use of tapasya? If you know that Krishna is inside and Krishna is outside, then what is the use of tapasya? And if you don't know that Krishna is inside and Krishna is outside, then what is the use of tapasya? So you find that both are there. Perform austerity and what is the use of austerity? In fact, there is a wonderful narration which comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat. All the devotees know here that how once a milk-drinking brahmachari wanted to have an audience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing at Shiva Sangan. So somehow or other he requested Shivas Thakur to give him an audience, and Shivas Thakur, as a compassionate Vaishnava, allowed him, but in a hidden way. He was told that you can see the dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but not in front of everyone, in a some close and place where you can just you can watch and no other people or devotees can see you. Then we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he dances, and then he says that I am not feeling ecstasy today. So Shivas Thakur urges him that no, there is no problem, please keep dancing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regains, again starts dancing. But then again he says that there is some problem. I think there is someone here who is not qualified and therefore I am not feeling ecstasy. So then Shivas Thakur brings out that milk drinking brahmachari outside. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes angry on him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells him, Prabhu bole, tapa karina koreha bal, Vishnu bhakti sarva shrestha jana keval. He's saying, you think that by tapasya you can achieve Krishna? Only by devotional service you can please Krishna. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu removes him from the house. So this fellow goes out and the story proceeds ahead. He again gets mercy. But the point here is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't agree with the person who's just drinking milk. Throughout his day, the only thing which he consumes is milk. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not recommend this austerity. In fact, he says that devotional service only can purchase Krishna, not these austerities. So, how can we reconcile whether we need austerities or we do not need austerities? So, let us begin with an example of Srila Prabhupada. Once Srila Prabhupada asked many of his senior leaders, and his question was very direct from Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada asked, are you convinced that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead? And His Holiness Anand Maharaj was giving a lecture on this, and he was saying that when Prabhupada asks you that question, then it can be really difficult to answer because Srila Prabhupada sees you through and through. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to infer us that Krishna consciousness is a very simple process, and the simplicity of Krishna consciousness is that we need to develop firm faith in the conviction that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And to develop this firm faith in the simple understanding that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Prabhupada has given a simple process. Srila Prabhupada said that we just have to chant Hare Krishna, dance, take prasadam and associate with devotees. this is enough to understand this conviction, understand this fact that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, the purport Srila Prabhupada begins by saying that from these verses it is apparent in Srimad Bhagavatam that chanting of the Mahamantra or Vedic Mantra must be accompanied by severe austerities. So how to understand, or where we can understand the role of austerity in Krishna consciousness? The same lecture which I was hearing about Radhanath Maharaj, he also, in the same lecture, he is trying to give understanding of all these things. So we will make an analysis of austerity based on a different aspect of Krishna consciousness. And that aspect of Krishna consciousness is a facility which a devotee receives in Krishna consciousness. So Maharaj was, in his lecture, was analyzing that when we get facilities of Krishna consciousness, what should be a devotee be aware of when the facilities come? Now, facilities can be in terms of computers, in terms of traveling by train or planes. Facilities can be in terms of having nice elevators in our Krishna conscious buildings or making huge temples. So these are all facilities. And then Radhanath Maharaj is mentioning that we should analyze this facility, and he was saying that four things are very important. He did mention four things, but I'm just, when I heard the lecture, I got his four things from his lecture, that when you take this facility, we should know these four things. The first is, we should know we do not need them. We do not need this facility, but we are using it for preaching Krishna consciousness. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked by a reporter that why are you traveling in jet planes? You are a sannyasi. And Prabhupada said that the whole world is going to hell in jet plane. And if I travel in bullock cart, I will not reach them. So I have to travel in jet plane and overtake them and catch them. So therefore we use these facilities to preach Krishna consciousness. The second point is, while using these facilities, we should not think they are very important. We do not depend on them, we depend on Krishna. The second thing, when the facilities comes. The third is, if we become attached to these facilities, and then if it does not work, we become miserable. So if it is available, use it. And the fourth point is, these facilities will not save us. Krishna will save us. But if we be attached to this facility, then Krishna will not save us. Because to that degree, we will not depend on Krishna fully. So these are the nice four things which we learn about when we avail of some facilities in Krishna consciousness, apart from chanting, dancing, prasadam, and association of devotees. Now, the principle of Yukta Vairagya has to be properly understood. Yukta Vairagya, it has two words, Yukta and Vairagya. The word Yukta represents that whatever facilities we get in service to Krishna, we should use it. Whatever we get from Krishna, we should use it. That means you should not hanker for getting it, either overly try to get it. So whatever is available, we should use it. But the next main part is Vairagya. Radhanath Maharaj is mentioning that Yukta Vairagya, the main point is Vairagya. That means when you're using it, don't get attached to it. But we should be attached to the purpose of that facility, that is Krishna. Otherwise, it will not be Yukta Vairagya, it will be Yukta Bhoga. So we find that this is what, when we get facilities, we should be aware of all these things. In similar lines, we can take austerity also. When we're doing austerity in Krishna consciousness, it's a facility or it's an ability which a Vaishnava may have. One Vaishnava may be able to do some certain kinds of austerity which other Vaishnava may not be able to have, depending on the body and the mental condition. So when we are taking austerity, in the same lines, the first thing is, we should know we do not need them, but we are using it to enhance our Krishna consciousness. Actually, Prabhupada says in the purport that if you do austerity and chant Hare Krishna, especially Prabhupada is saying four principles here, then it can make your chanting more effective. So we do not need them, but we are using it to enhance our Krishna consciousness. The second is, while executing austerities, we should not think they are very important. We do not depend on them, we depend on Krishna. The third is, if you become attached to austerity, then there is a problem. The problem comes when we cannot perform it. And when we do not perform it, cannot perform it, we become miserable. So therefore, we should, if possible, if our ability is there to do the austerity, we should do it. And the fourth is, austerities will not save us. Krishna will save us. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada in the purport says, in Kali Yuga, people cannot undergo severe austerities. In this age of Kali, we can see this. It's very difficult. And when we say that we cannot undergo austerities, there are two meanings for this. Sometimes we see people actually doing austerities. Like for example, in we see outside world, to earn their bread and butter, people are doing so much austerities. They're going in local trains, in different shifts, hanging on the local trains, and working overtime. It's an austerity. So how we understand that in Kali Yuga people cannot do austerity? First is, people actually cannot do austerity because the body doesn't support that austerity. Some other way is not possible. Just the four principles, Prabhupada says, if you can do that, that's enough. We can also recollect that when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent Prabhupada, he sent his disciples to London to preach. Then they met Lord Jetland and he wanted to become Brahmana. So he asked what it takes to become a Brahmana, and they mentioned his four principles. And then he said, it's impossible. This is my life. How will I live? So to perform austerity in this age of Kali Yuga is very difficult for the body. And the second most important part is that austerity is very easy when we decide to do it. But if someone tells us do the austerity, it's so difficult. In that way, austerity is difficult in this age of Kali Yuga. When the mind decides, okay, I do this austerity, we very nicely do it. But some seniors, some devotees, or in Bhagavatam is mentioned, then it's such an endeavor to do the austerity. Which means that austerity can deviate us from Krishna consciousness also. I would like to read some prayers of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where he wonderfully mentions how we should be very much cautious when we do austerities in Krishna consciousness. These are some prayers which he writes. I'll not read the Bengali verses, but I'll read the translation at least. He's saying, be careful, my dear mind, that you don't become bewildered by mechanically following ritualistic vows. With an aim to please Radha Krishna and make them favorably disposed to you, you accept various types of vows. You consider that this will be conducive to your execution of devotional service. That means we might take some vows to help to serve our Krishna conscious purpose. And we might think that it will be conducive for our devotional service. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes ahead. Devotional service is actually very simple and easily understood truth, for it is soul's natural inborn tendency. Your desire is to enrich that devotion which is already existing in your heart. But you should be careful to consider that by undertaking unnecessary, difficult vows and austerity, you might destroy the simplicity of natural bhakti process. And then he continues, he says, the results that you get from hard labor on Krishna's behalf are extraordinary and should never be considered to be commonplace. However, if such service to Krishna turns into an unnecessarily difficult austerity, then it becomes an obstacle to devotion and will prevent you from getting the real benefit of devotion. Instead, you will only gain the results of the austerity. But just try to understand this, my dear brother. If one is worshipping Hari, there is no need for labor of penances and austerities. If devotional service does not manifest as the result of some austerity, then the insignificant result of the austerity will never be valued by a true Vaishnava at any time. So we can see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is very clearly playing here that one might take some austerity as per his own understanding, but he can be should be very cautious that his austerity, by his understanding that this will please Krishna, might destroy his natural bhakti process. So therefore, we should have a barometer. And what is a barometer? A barometer should check that whatever facilities or austerities we are doing, is it increasing our attachment to Krishna? If it is not increasing our attachment to Krishna, should give it up. Like Kunti Maharani prays on the same line. Kunti Maharani Devi says that she is praying for calamities to come. Just now, all the calamities in her life are over. And she has got a wonderful kingdom. Pandavas are enthroned as the emperor of the whole world. And then she is asking for the same calamities to come. Why? Because she saw those calamities in the light of attachment to Krishna. Calamities or facilities are neither good nor bad. It depends on how it increases our attachment to Krishna. So she was praying that let them come again and again because I will remember you. And therefore she was praying that let my consciousness be like Ganges water which flows towards sea. So let me not be deviated, she is praying, by anyone. She is praying that I should not be deviated by my relatives who are now very nicely settled down. And anything and all the wealth she has got now, let that not deviate my Krishna consciousness. And therefore we can see, because that consciousness was there in Pandavas and Mother Kunti, they reigned the kingdom because it was Krishna's desire. And when time came, they left the kingdom as if it was not theirs. So this is the how we can check, can a barometer check that how even our austerities, are they helping us in Krishna consciousness or are they taking us away from Krishna consciousness? So therefore I was reading a prayer of a devotee, and this devotee mentions very nicely that he is humbly presenting his fact. He is approaching a Vaishnava and he is saying, I have not performed pious activities, not performed religious duties, not performed austerities. I do not have any purity, renunciation, good fortune and knowledge. But by your mercy, O devotee of the Lord, however, I can drink the nectar of Krishna Katha through my ears and I can cross beyond this darkness of ignorance. So we can see that when a devotee develops humility through his austerities or whatever he does in Krishna consciousness, then in that humility he takes guidance from senior devotees and he takes shelter. Real austerity actually is to surrender to devotees, because that is the real austere thing. When we surrender to devotees, we may have to do many things which may not like or mind may not agree with. So best course of remaining cautioned in our devotional service, to remain rightly in track, is to always take shelter of devotees, take their guidance and then perform Krishna consciousness. And this way, when we do that austerity under the guidance of a devotee, when we surrender to devotee, then it's easy for us to go back to our head. And therefore Srila Prabhupada says here, that it's not possible in Kali Yuga to practice austerity. But there are certain austerities which one has to perform. And Prabhupada mentions the four regulative principles. No meditating, no intoxication, no gambling and no illicit sex. Prabhupada would say that these are not actually austerities. These are something which brings you at least to human platform. And then you chant Hare Krishna and then you become a devotee. So just to bring one to human platform, one should follow these four principles. And Srila Prabhupada, whenever he gets some opportunity where he can add on something to Krishna consciousness, he does that. So he's saying that here, this 1,000 sons of Prajapati Daksha, they also took bath in a holy river. So Prabhupada says that it's very good if it's possible to take bath in the river Ganges or Yamuna. And Prabhupada said, if you cannot do that, bathe in sea. And Prabhupada says, for this reason, we have established two important centers, very big centers in Vrindavan and Mayapur, where devotees can take bath and then chant Hare Krishna and associate with devotees and achieve perfection and go home, back home back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions? Any comments? Hare Krishna. So we'll end here. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.